Okay, we're on the quest for feeling good and loving what we do every day of the week. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Zestful, creative, adaptable, bright, charming, friendly. Just a few adjectives that I think I would love to inject into my day.
Yes. And also, I love the word zeal.
Zeal.
Having
fun.
A zeal for life.
And zest.
And zest. Yep.
Zeal and zest. Your zeal, I'm zest.
Okay. I like that. So in this episode, we want to play on the one we just did about how do you want to feel in your day? And then you'll start to see little things that you can eliminate out of your life or condense.
Yes. And one of the strategies for getting to this kind of, you know, getting more of what you want out of life is writing it down. There's so much power in a pen and a pencil, pen or pencil or whatever, and a piece of paper, and then just writing down and envisioning. I mean, you and I have done this throughout our careers, in writing things down, and they come true because you're planting the seeds. Planting seeds is so much of what you and I have experienced.
Yeah, we really believe in it, the magical fairy dust. If we, imagine dust in the air and you just infuse it with, this is what I want to bring into my life. And you say it over and over and your subconscious mind doesn't know. It just says, that's what she wants.
And that's what she shall have. So if you think of like magical fairy dust, which we've talked about so many times in this podcast, is magical fairy dust is all those positive adjectives just like floating around you.
Yes.
They're like little speckles of sparkle, like those, that list. So creating a adjective list of positive adjectives that you want to, how you want to feel.
Right. And you mentioned a couple, courageous, feeling bright and dazzling and zestful and, you know,
fearless. And faithful and,
yeah, and free, feeling free.
Ah,
jeez.
Okay. That's a big one for me right now. It might be also because I'm a fire sign and I'm a Sag and I'm like, don't rein me in because I'm starting to feel a little antsy.
Yeah.
You know?
So for instance, if you're an entrepreneur or you want to become one and you're looking at a business, of course we say research, go talk to people who are already doing what you are doing or something similar to it. And for the sole purpose of taking the glamour off of it, because everything's...
Which seems counter to what we're saying.
I know. You got to love what you want to do.
But it has to be realistic.
Yes. Because every romantic relationship any of us have been in, the first 3, 6 months or a year, it changes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Of course. Because that's the reality. And it's real. And so you want it to, because there's another country western song that says, I don't love you the way I used to. Mm. I love you more. Like, I love, it changes. Yes. So, like, the glamour, you can only be in love with the glamour and that for so long until you need something real and something sustainable and something that is grounding.
And are you going to love the reality of the sustainable, you know, mature...
Right.
Way of looking at your business.
So in like a relationship or a business or any kind of venture, a hobby, you have to look for those positive adjectives that are outside of the glamour of what you're pursuing.
So for another example of that, I have a friend who does palette art. You know, those palettes at Home Depot that they put stuff on? Mm-hmm. Well, she's a tremendous artist. She's awesome. But the hard part about it is driving down the street, seeing a palette on the ground and throwing it in the back of her truck and then breaking it down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So that's not, the glamour is when she hangs it up and somebody buys it from her.
It's beautiful.
But there's heavy lifting in that.
So for my Malasada business, the glamour is I really love working with my hands. I know that about myself now, which has been really good because I just love working with my hands, period. I think I get that from my father, you know?
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. So I love working with my hands, and I love cooking and baking, and I love people. So I love like the whole making malasadas, and I love the interaction of the people. What I don't like is all of the other physical stuff that goes along with it. So
the setting up,
the breaking down,
the shopping,
and is the action that I love enough to carry through all the other stuff?
Right.
So that's another thing that you have to look at when you're starting a new venture or whatever. The glamour side of what you love to do, is it enough to carry you through the other aspects of it?
Right. To make it worthwhile. Otherwise, you'll start to resent it, and then you'll start thinking like you want to quit. And once you see the quitting part, you can't stop thinking about it, and it makes it a struggle.
And how many people have gone through that?
I did.
The minute you start thinking about quitting something, selling something, that you put that out into the universe.
Well,
and it starts to percolate.
It does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that happened with my vacation rental property. I have two that I use, and the main one was taking 30 hours of my time. Plus, I love my guests. Some of them wanted me to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat guests. Oh, Mary, come on over for dinner. Let's
have
a drink
cocktail.
On the deck.
Yeah,
totally. It was right. All right. That's my personal space, but it was taking up so much of my time.
Mm-hmm.
I just said one thing. I think I want to just get one or two people maximum to lease that property out for 2 years.
And you put that into the universe.
I put it bold.
Yes.
And then I kind of forgot about it. But until I had to go over there and do some cleaning.
But it doesn't matter because you already put it out there.
Yes. And
it was already percolating.
That's what I have now.
Yep. Yes.
One guy in there.
And it's powerful. So start putting these positive adjectives and start putting out there into the universe what you want. If you say it, if you think it, if you say it, if you write it down, it starts to percolate.
Yes, so get very clear on how you want to feel when you wake up on Monday morning. Then do it again for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right, you've been listening to Momstown 365.
Oh, and guess what's coming up next? Momstown Big Break. Are you ready for a big break, Mom? This is so fun for us. We love this. Love, 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 love it. Okay, Momstown 365, where we have a few minutes of fun every day. And please have a little... take a little listen to our sponsor and have a little fun there too.